know what it takes to have a millionaire mindset, this is the episode for you, because I have the award-winning mentor in millionaire mindsets, and that is Daniel Gomez. He is really an amazing human. I really adored everything about him, what we talked about. He drops so much wisdom in this episode. You have got to pay attention. Okay, when somebody is telling you that they have all of these skills and skill sets and knowledge and they're dropping wisdom, you need to pick that up, okay? Because he is really an award-winning keynote speaker, a business coach, a mentor, best-selling author. He has an amazing business, and you need to find out about this, especially if you are looking to elevate. So here we go. What up, y'all? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Well, I got somebody for y'all. I want you to meet Daniel Gomez. He's like a millionaire mindset mentor, and he is here, and he's on a mission. As you guys know, we bring the best people on the planet to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. And I am thrilled to introduce you to this powerhouse, y'all. I went onto his YouTube channel. I started following. This guy is amazing. And Daniel Gomez, he's an award-winning keynote speaker, a business coach, a best-selling author. He has a passion for helping leaders tap into their true potential. Now, from engaging corporate teams and guiding entrepreneurs, he really teaches us how to have lasting success. Now, Daniel's wisdom is all about stepping into the next level God's way. Okay, you heard me right. Now, you know, I love me some God, and I love me these kind of conversations. So get ready to be in really full of insight and to shift your mindset, sharpen your strategy, and ignite that spark of possibility. Daniel, welcome to Straight Talk. How are you?
Nina, I've been looking forward to today. I tell you what, I'm excited. I'm pumped up. I even ate some extra Wheaties this morning just for your show, because I want to get some straight talk to your audience. No BS, just straight talk.
That's it. Straight talk, no BS, and just like real, right, Daniel? Like, you have spoken like all over the globe, and you've been like really talking about achieving things God's way, right? And that's something God has been pushing me towards in this year, especially, like, you know, about just being more real and authentic and open about who God is in our life and how he really does love us and wants us to have abundance and success in our life, and that we don't have to keep having this scarcity kind of mindset and mentality. So before we get into all the nitty gritties, because you're amazing, I want to know more about you, though. Tell me a little bit about you. You know, who are you? Where you're from? Tell me all that kind of great stuff.
Well, I would love to tell you that I'm this amazing guy that got it all figured out, but I don't. At 18 years old, I tried to take my life. I shot myself at 18. And oh my God. I wasn't drunk. I wasn't stoned. I wasn't high. Life just caught up to me as a teenager. I lost my mom at 10 years old, and we moved a lot. We never had a home. We had houses, but we didn't have a home. Mm-hmm. And when I shot myself, I wondered, why did Daniel live? Why did Daniel Gomez Inspires live, right? That's my speaking name. And I had this scar from the top of my chest to the bottom of my abdominal, and I would be mad at God and be mad at myself, right? I would look at myself and say, how dumb can you be, Daniel? Like, you tried to kill yourself. And then I had the scar now to remind me every day. And I'll never forget what God put in my heart one day, many years later. This happened when I was 18. When I was 26, I got the revelation. Stop looking at your scar as a scar of shame, and look at your scar as a scar of grace. And somebody out there needs to hear that, because you got scars on your body, or you got scars in your soul or mistakes that you've made, and you're looking at that scar as a scar of shame. But let me tell you, when it flipped here, right, when the brain changer moment came and I realized, wow, it's a scar of grace, because I should be dead, and thank you, God, that I'm alive. Mm-hmm. Everything changed for me, Nina, and I took that anger, because I had a lot of anger inside of me, and now as I'm an older, I'm 51 years old, right? I'm an old dog, as I'm saying.
Hey,
right?
Hey, don't say that. I'm 52. Don't you dare.
I'm an old young dog, because I say I can bench press more young
That's
people.
That's right.
But when I realized that scar of grace was the key, I forgave myself because sometimes people
in business,
they don't succeed in business because they carry a lot of shame, a lot of guilt, and they condemn themselves and they wonder, why is my life not where I wanted it to be? Why is my business stuck? And it's because they can't even forgive themselves, Nina.
That's so good, Daniel. This is something I talk about all the time because I have also been through a lot of like shame things in my life and, you know, things that have been done to me. I also tried to commit suicide at the age of 13. So I, you know, that dark place, that desperate place, that place where you don't feel you have worth or value. And then one day God shows you all of that was for your good, all of it. To build you up, all the scars, all the hurt, like the scar on you is a testament to survivalhood, right? It's a testament to love and compassion and abundance and forwardness and all of that, right? It's amazing that something that you could have ended prematurely, God uses to uplift others. And I thank you so much for sharing that story because it's a powerful story. And it also shows like a dynamic of, you know, who you are as a person that you're willing to talk about that and not shame around it and not all that kind of stuff and also uplift someone else, Daniel. Thank you for that.
I never forget. I was speaking on stage and I had it together, right? I had it all together. I'm a pro, right? Then God says, okay, I'm going to speak today. So I just followed my heart. And I never, my son didn't even know that I tried to kill myself. At the time, my son was 17. I never talked about my scar. That moment on stage, I spoke about committing suicide, trying to commit suicide. And a young lady came up to us and said, you just saved my life. I was thinking about killing myself today. And I share that with people because it wasn't easy. Never did I ever speak about it, but I followed my intuition. I followed the Holy Spirit, and it saved someone's life.
Yeah.
And somebody out there, you need to understand, like, one of the best things I ever did. Why am I bringing this up? Because one of the best things I ever did is I made God, Nina, the CEO of my business. Right? I was busy doing all this stuff, and God says, are you done? I was like, yeah. Done what? I'm doing amazing, right? Like, we're making profit. I think I had made my first year out speaking, I had made over $100,000 that year. I go, I'm winning. He goes, are you done?
Right.
And this is what came to me. He's like, when you're done being done, make me the CEO and see what I'll do in your business.
Yep.
So if you go to my LinkedIn profile, it says president, right?
Yeah.
Because God is my CEO.
Yep.
Then family. Then business. And I've been following that model for the past 6 years and going on this, actually January, 7 years of 2025. And we have $1 million business. We have beautiful people that help us. Our amazing client specialists, Esther and our other one, Stephanie, like we were surrounded by people. And the thing is that we succeed because God's way, it's the way of doing it. And when the moment you make God the CEO of your life and your business, everything changes, Nina.
Yes, it does. You know what? You're like, I think God has this conversation aligned for a reason, because that's exactly what I did, like, you know, maybe a year or two ago, but more these last like few months where I feel like God needs to be the CEO, period. And I even did like a 5-day faith-filled challenge, business challenge, and the people were transforming in the challenge. And I realized it's because of putting God first and not my wisdom, my skill sets, my ideas. It's because of putting him first. And that is so true, Daniel. I couldn't agree with you more. I want to take you back for a little bit though, because we jumped from you trying to unalive yourself to being speaking on stages. How did you even start to speak on stages? Let's talk about that. Like, because I know you also have written a lot of books. So we skipped over that, but I want to know like, how did you go from that angry person to surrendering to God to jumping into the type of business that you're doing today, speaking on stages and all that?
So when my dad, when I was 26 years old, that was a pivotal moment. That was a brain changer moment in my life where my dad was diagnosed with cancer. And I took him in. He lived with us. My dad ended up being in hospice. He passed away at my sister's house. And it was very hard. and I got depressed for about a month. I was sad. And one day I just ended up going to work and I wasn't happy where I was at, right? It was just a moment of, we closed our old business down. I went and worked at this check company for a while. And then the car business came into my life. And in sales, I learned in the automotive industry how to sell, right? Really, really take my salesmanship to the next level. I learned about customer service. I excelled, became a top salesman. Well, before you know it, I'm running the dealership. I have 100 employees. I'm the guy, right? I'm the general sales manager. I answer to the son and the owner. That's it. So every Monday, I was the guy. I would love to do sales meetings. Like, I just love, not that I did it because I was a micro leader, but I love to motivate my team and get everybody going on Monday mornings. Mm-hmm. Little did I know, in 2017, when my wife was going to be diagnosed with breast cancer, that when she made a decision to have a double mastectomy, she got depressed on me and I had to resign, right? I had a choice. Was I going to take care of my wife or was I going to hire somebody to take care of her? And I manned up and I resigned to take care of her. Well, in that moment, right, when I resigned, I just was lost. I lost my confidence. But the good thing is this, is as my wife was going through her healing, I looked in the mirror in that moment and I didn't like who I had become. Mm. I had a lot of guilt. I had a lot of shame. I learned how to forgive myself. And then one day I was going to go back into the workforce. And God says, no, I want you to go be a motivational speaker. And people laughed at me. And I'm like, a motivational speaker?
Uh-huh.
But the key to that, prior to that, about 8 years prior, I had gotten this email because I would go out. We did a lot of stuff with Chevrolet. So we would do a lot of stuff with the youth, with the high schools and stuff. And I remember one day going out there and the principal goes, Mr. Gomez, you want to say some words? I'm like, no, I just came to give out the award. So there's 300 high school kids there, and I go back and sit down, and the Holy Spirit says, Daniel, you just did a training on attitude. Talk about attitude. And I'm like, I'm hearing things. I ignored it. Then my heart started beating. I told you, talk about attitude. So I'm like, ma'am, you know, I can say like a couple of words on attitude if you want me to. Really? That'd be great. 30 minutes later, I have 300 kids yelling and screaming. I'm a winner. I'm a champion. I love myself. And wow. It was amazing. I got an email 2 weeks later from the principal, and she says, the mom wants to know who you are because her son went home and he hasn't been the same ever since.
Wow.
She said, thank you. And what I said there is I said, wake up every morning. And I made them, I'm a big affirmation guy. So I made the students say, I'm a winner. I'm a champion. I love myself. Mm-hmm. Look in the mirror and tell yourself that. And it changed her son's life, she said. And I just, when I saw that email back 7 years later, I started crying. And right. I knew that what I had heard in my spirit, that it was God. And there's no other way I couldn't even be here with you if it wasn't by God's grace. But I listened. And so what happens so many times, Nina, is that God gives us a download, but we don't believe it for ourselves. We believe it for everybody else, but we don't believe ourselves. So but true. I was crazy enough to believe it for Daniel Gomez Inspires. I said, motivational speaker. Okay. I was 44.
Yeah.
My wife didn't tell me back then 7 years ago that she thought I lost it. She goes, Daniel, I really thought you lost it. Because I'm 44. I walked away from a position in the automotive industry making $200,000 to $250,000 a year, $250,000 a year. I walked away from that to take care of my wife. When God told me to do this, I look back, and you got to understand that it's going to take faith to follow your dreams, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
You can't be scared to follow your dream. You can't be scared to jump and make that leap, right? The Word of God says this, according to your faith, Nina, according to your faith, you watching right now, to your faith, be it done unto you. So if you don't believe it for yourself, it's never going to happen.
That's right.
You have to have faith to believe that God can take what you got and bless it. And when you make him the CEO, you're going to succeed.
Yeah, that's so good. After we're done today, I'm doing a live about trusting God with the outcome, right? And that's the thing, like, Daniel, you got one email, right? And this is what I tell people all the time. So many people are focused on hitting the million people, whatever. But just focus on the one. because there's always the one that God is really wanting you to speak to, right? And so I'm always like, you know, speak to the audience of one and you will bless many, but speak to the audience of one. Now, you don't know now, right? It's been 7 years. You don't know where that kid has gone, what he's done, what he's built, what he's inspired. He's, I'm sure, touched many, many people. Like when you think about it, Jesus only had 12 disciples. And now me and you are talking about still having faith in him 2,000 plus years later. Right? Yeah. That's the ripple effect of focusing and really just doing whatever it is God is asking you to do, as opposed to you constantly trying to just do it your way all the time. Right? Because if you would have done it your way, what would you have done right now? Would have been speaking to a car salesman or a car, somebody who's selling cars or running a team in a car shop. Not that anything's wrong with that, but you would have missed the calling. You would have missed stepping into, right?
Well, one of the Love best that. Things I ever did is I started reading more, right? When I'm 44 years old, I hadn't read a book probably in about 8-9 years. And I started reading a book, and in the book, it talked about inviting God into your business. And I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Like, I was receiving it. But then she said something crazy. The author said this: before you make a phone call, invite the Holy Spirit to give you the words. I was like, that sounds dumb, right? That was my human reaction. And then one day I was there making calls, and God says, are you going to invite my spirit to be with you? So I got in the habit of, now I was like, okay. So I get my phone. I'm like, okay, Spirit, who do I need to call today? Yes. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm not saying that I don't plan my day. Yes, I have my follow-up system. I'm a professional salesperson deep down inside myself too, right? But I have my follow-up system. But I'll ask the Holy Spirit, who do I call? Holy Spirit, you know what Nina needs to hear today. I don't know what Nina needs to hear today. You do. So give me the words to call when right. I call her. And right. I'm not even exaggerating. Our conversion, right? We went from conversation to conversion. I don't need 1,000 leads. I don't need 100 leads because right. I don't close 10%. I don't close. The Holy Spirit knows what these people need. And if I talk, right, I would say we go from conversation to conversion probably about 70% of the time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, because when you're putting him first, he knows exactly who to send. I mean, he is the CEO after all, right? Yes. Any good company will put their head of the CEO to run that company to profits, right? To run that company the way it should be run. We know very clearly who a bad CEO is and who a good one is, because you see the fruit of that company, right? You see how it runs. Yes. And so when you're running a kingdom business or spiritual business, he has to be the CEO, period, right? And that's where I'm getting at too, Daniel. And I'm glad we're having this conversation, because it just confirms even more what I've been feeling in my soul and in my spirit. So I want to talk to you now about your business. What is it that you do exactly? Like, I know you're a motivational speaker, but you also do all these other things. So talk to us about what God is having you do now. What is it that you do in your business?
So I'll describe it as a tree. So we have a beautiful tree. We have a beautiful giant oak tree. And the trunk of the business is speaking, corporate training. So as a corporate trainer, I speak on leadership, team building, sales, communication, personality types. And then now with our book, The Makings of a Millionaire Mind, I speak on business on The Makings of a Millionaire Mind all over the world. That really just took us to the next level. So the trunk of the business is speaking. Then we have a branch, which is our Sticker Shock Speaking Academy, where, see, when I was speaking, I thought everybody was getting paid to speak, and they weren't, because I was getting paid to speak. It turns out that most speakers don't get paid. Right. And when COVID happened, God said, I want you to start Sticker Shock Speaking Academy. So we did. And then next thing you know, it's like during COVID, we had 20 people come into San Antonio from all over the country in July, because we were one of the only small states, right, cities that was open. Right. And they were hungry, right? They were tired of being at home with their husbands. They were tired of being at home with their kids. So we were full with 20 people, intimate, amazing. And we teach you how to build a speaking business. The other branch is we launched one of our top podcasts, the Daniel Gomez Inspire Show. We've had Brad Lee. We've had Brandon Dawson from Cardone Ventures. We've had Amberly Lago. And we had some amazing A-listers on there. And I was like, well, who's going to listen to my podcast, God? So we started launching podcasts. So we do podcasts. And then we have our book, right? I wrote 4 books. We did my fifth book. We just released our fifth book, Sales Accelerator. If you're in sales, go get a copy right now. It's on Audible. We just released the Audible version. And it's amazing. I never thought I would write one book. So right. Our books is an amazing revenue source. A book is an asset. A book is a new business card. Well, then from that, people started asking me, Nina, hey, like, I need help with my book. I'm like, well, go talk to this guy. And this one lady said, no, God told me to talk to you. I'm like, well, I don't do book publishing. Go talk to this guy. He'll help you. He's a good guy. Well, she challenged me. She says, Daniel, I heard God. He said you. But little did I realize, you need to hear this, ladies and gentlemen. You have key components of your business right now, and all you're missing is one ingredient, but you're scared to get that one last ingredient, and that could be your next $1 million business revenue idea for your business. Right. Let me explain. We had sticker shock. We had our podcast launching. So we had editors, right? We had video editors. We had I have a full-time digital graphic person. We were already doing all this stuff. And I was missing one key component for the book publishing. So I talked to my graphics person. I said, hey, can you make a book cover? She's like, yeah, I can knock it out. It's easy. Just give me the dimensions. Look at the work we do.
I know. I like it too. That's nice. Yeah.
So from that, DGE Publishing was born. So now we do book publishing. And I love it because a lot of speakers, a lot of trainers that come to our sticker shop, they have the wrong concept, right? They have the wrong concept. Well, they don't even have a concept. So we help you come up with your $1 million concept. The concept becomes your book, right? Sales Accelerator. The book becomes your coaching program, your consulting program. And then guess what? Now that's what you speak on stage. So it's concept, book, coaching program, and then that's what you speak on. And it all comes from what we do through our book publishing division. And then lastly, we have amazing events, our Sticker Shock Speaking Academy, where people come live. And then we have a live boot camp that we have here in San Antonio every 6 months where we teach you, right, how to build that $1 million lifestyle, that $1 million business. And it's all based on God's principles, right? I want you to listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. The principles never change, but the process does. Mm. And many of you in business, you're still stuck in a process from a year ago, from business strategies of 5 years ago, and you're still trying to use those same processes and strategies, and you're wondering why your business is stuck and you're in the red this year so far, because you're not changing the process. You're not evolving in the process, and you have to evolve in the process. The principle never changes, right? It's like the good old Zig Ziglar said back in the day, when you help enough people get what they want, God will make sure you get what you want. And many people don't understand. That's a success principle there.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
That's pretty much our tree, and I love it.
yeah, that's a lot of branches on that tree, but it all kind of coincides with each other. So I understand the process, right? Talk to me a little bit about what you just said, though, because I have a lot of entrepreneurs and, you know, solopreneurs and speakers and stuff that listen to the show. So I want you to talk about that process piece, because I think that's important for us to give them that wisdom. What is that? Yeah. What do you mean when you say maybe your processes are outdated, or maybe what do you mean by that? How does somebody look at their business now and maybe audit it and say, maybe my process is a little outdated? So talk to me a little bit about that.
So by God's grace, I'm one of the top business coaches in South Texas. I mean, I've been voted in the top 4 or 5 the last years, and it's been amazing. But I ran a Chevrolet dealership for many years. I was in the automotive for 2 decades. So I've have personally run a brick and mortar, had 100 employees. Like, I understand business, not just putting up a website and saying, oh, I'm a business owner, right? No,
right.
I've done the jam itself. So I wasn't going to write this book. I didn't want to write another book. I was tired of writing books. I really was. And God says, you need to start training in sales. I was like, I really don't want to do that anymore. Like, I don't, like, I just, because I did sales my whole life, right? And it's just, it's, God says, write a book. So this is, to answer your question, the reason I bring that up is, this book talks about the foundations of sales, right? What do I mean by that? So to answer your question, the principle stays the same. You have, right? You're never going to receive whatever you don't deserve. According to your faith, that's a principle in the book. Because if you don't believe you deserve it, you're never going to receive it.
So the
principle stays the same, but the process is this. Okay, maybe you're using, right? Maybe back in the day you would do ClickFunnels. Well, you know what? Some of that doesn't work anymore. People just are tired of clicking on stuff. Okay, what strategy are you using? Maybe you need to change your Facebook ad. Are you running the right Facebook ad? The process has to change. Mm-hmm. And for me, the process had to change. We've been in our office now. We just renewed our contract here. We've been here going on a little bit over a year now, a year and a month. But I was used to working out of my home studio. We built a million-dollar business out of my home office, my studio. But then the process had to change because now we had to evolve to duplicate a lot of our processes. Right. So, yes, it was Daniel doing a lot of it here. But now, as we're building our team, the process is this. What are you not duplicating? If you're the owner of your business and you're trying to do everything yourself, duplicate yourself in another employee. And so many people, they think in scarcity and lack, and they don't do that. Yeah. And another thing in sales, right? The thing is, you'd be surprised how many customers I go to. And I'm like, okay, well, what's your sales process? They're like, well, we don't have one. I'm like, what do you mean you don't have one? No. Okay, what's your follow-up process? Well, we don't have one. So if the customer comes in and you just talk to him, you never follow, he goes, no, because I don't want to bother them. I'm like, no, like, maybe you just didn't give them enough information, right? So, A, have you updated your sales process? B, do you even have a sales process? And C, what's missing in your – most people don't know how to cross-sell, right? To your point exactly, the principle is the same. We help God's kids. That's the principle. So when they come into our business network, our community, the trunk is speaking, okay, you want to be a speaker? Great. Let's go to this branch. You want a book? Okay, let's jump to this branch. Okay, it's all in the same vertical. It's all having to do with speaking and personal growth in that industry. But right. Most people, I want you to ask this, right? The process is this. How often are you asking yourself, what product do I have within my product? Mm-hmm. Like when have you stopped to say, what product do I have within my product? For us, it was this, right? Well, the product was, well, I have a book. Okay, when I started off doing book coaching, I didn't really like doing book coaching. But then when the book publishing came to, I love doing book publishing because I do the whole concept now to where that excites me.
Right.
So
right.
You have to look at your whole processes of what are you doing or what are you not doing?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right. So it sounds like it would be wise for anybody who's listening, who has like these processes, but don't know what to do or how to enhance them, to hire someone like you to come and do an audit too, right? Because sometimes you have like all the pieces you need, you're just not putting them in a process that is working for you. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, that's a huge one. And then the thing is this is, okay, what's the strategy that you're using? What strategy are you using that? Because a lot of, let me give you an example. Like if the strategy was you're posting on Craigslist.
Right.
Nobody uses Craigslist no more, but there's still people that believe in that.
Right.
Or there's people that are, or there's people that don't even have a LinkedIn account. Like, why don't you have a LinkedIn account? Well, my process has been, I've been posting on social media every day on Facebook. Facebook is great. We get a lot of clientele from Facebook, but okay. But if you want a professional level client that maybe pay you a little bit more.
Yeah.
LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Here's the one that most people don't even realize. Pinterest. The average user,
I hear about
Pinterest,
that. I don't even use Pinterest.
So we have 8 boards, I think, on Pinterest. And the average income person, right? It's a different client. It's kind of like a Subaru, to say, to of social media. The average income is $75,000. Why don't you have Pinterest? So right. it's just getting out of the old processes that what you were doing. And another great example is this, right? It's like AI. It's a new process. People are scared of it. Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. Why are you not using AI for some of your social media? There's always a way that you can use something new. I was scared of AI, believe me, but now we use the crap out of it. We use it a lot because it saves time. It's like, wow. So those are things that people, right? Many people run from what they don't know, so they get scared of it. Mm-hmm. So they don't even try it. And that was me, right? In reference to AI. But once I embraced AI and I really said, I said, hey, let's use it. Like, man, this saved me an hour, 2 hours. How much?
Yeah.
Think back if you get 1 hour a day, how much time that would give you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because we waste a lot of time, like, especially as entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, we waste a lot of time, right? I speak to my women about managing their minutes. Manage your minutes. What are you doing in these minutes? What are we doing? How is it making you money or processing or doing something to make your business run smoother? If it's not, it's not worth your time, and manage your minutes, because then we're scrolling on social media or we're, you know, down a rabbit hole on something we don't need or is not benefiting us. Which, by the way, Daniel, I'm in Austin, so I'm only about an hour away from you. I might bum rush your office.
here's a $1 million hack. The process doesn't change unless the processor changes.
Yeah.
The process is not going to change unless you change the processor. We upgrade our phone every single year, some of us twice a year.
Right.
But how often are you accepting the upgrade in your processor?
Yeah.
If you're right, there's so many, and we used to do this big training back in the day called Kill the Employee Mindset.
Yeah.
I would have it full of entrepreneurs, because you can't succeed in business thinking like an employee. You have the wrong, right? If you have an employee processor, you're going to have employee processes. We teach you how to build a business mindset. So when you have a business mindset, you have a business processor, different process.
So good. Mm-hmm.
So most people, why am I not here with where Daniel is because you're still thinking like an employee.
That's why
it's a very important to get a coach, to get a mentor, to surround yourself where the conversations are different, right? I can tell you where you're at in Austin, the conversations on Congress Street, right there on South Congress and Slaughter Lane 35 are totally different than the conversations they're having up there in Westlake. Because,
it's
a different demographic. They talk about, they're talking about net worth up there by Westlake. They're talking business talk. Down there on Slaughter Lane, it's more like, okay, 9 to 5 talk. You're not going to get the same results, so you got to change the processor, Nina.
Yeah, because then you become an employee to your business. You literally become an employee. You work yourself to the bone. You get burnt out. You don't want to do it anymore, blah, blah, blah. And you don't realize this because you're not delegating. You're not thinking high level. You're not looking at all the structures. I know, because I struggled with that years ago. It was like I was working at my job. I mean, at my business. I was working at my business. So I get that. Daniel, you are like speaking the language, okay? You are the bomb.com, dude. So, all right. So you have so many amazing things going on. So I just want to know, because you're right. I think everybody needs a coach, a mentor, somebody who's been there, done that. And you have all those structures already in place for people. So all the people who are listening who may want to work with you, contact you, be with you, all that kind of stuff, give us that information. How do we do that?
Well, I want to do two things for your audience. We have a beautiful PDF for our Millionaire Mind, affirmations that I said to myself when I was in where I'm at. I want your audience to text the word millionaire. Millionaire, just no emoji, just millionaire lowercase to 210-942-5059. That's 210-942-5059. You're going to get a complimentary PDF. You can frame it, see it every morning. That's the first gift I want to give you. The second gift I want to give your audience is a 30-minute complimentary discovery call. I want you to email Straight Talk to Daniel@DanielGomezSpeaker.com. That's Daniel@DanielGomezSpeaker.com. That's my direct email. Put Straight Talk on there, and I'm going to give you a complimentary 30-minute discovery session, and we're going to do that for your audience. Because when you help people, God helps you back. Like, you cannot outgive God.
Yeah.
And that's a principle. Mm-hmm. But I had to – most people don't believe in that, because we get too busy doing busy stuff.
Yeah.
That we forget, right? We forget – to give back in some form or fashion. And let me tell you, when you help God's kids, God rewards you.
Oh my gosh, he's so faithful in that too. He's so faithful. So also your YouTube channel, give us that, because I'm already a subscriber.
Yeah, so my big brand is Daniel Gomez Inspires, with an S, Daniel Gomez Inspires. You can follow us on Instagram, on YouTube, Daniel Gomez Inspires. Subscribe to our channel there. And then on all social media, the big brand is Daniel Gomez Inspires. We'd love to connect with you and hear from you. And just say you heard us here on Straight Talk, and we would love to just connect with your community, Nina. And
on
YouTube, we have some great videos there. And the thing I would say is, ladies and gentlemen, you're watching this episode with me and Nina for a reason. It's not by accident. Maybe you're stuck. Maybe you're struggling, and you are praying to God. God, I need a sign. Well, God is saying to you right now, this is your sign.
Mm-hmm.
You're either going to take action, or you're going to stay where you're at. And 2025 is your year. Nothing changes if you don't change. And I'm going to share this with you, ladies. I'm going to be totally transparent. I love wine, But God asked me to give up wine last year. I'm going on 2 months sober. Actually, yesterday was 2 months. And I'm excited. I'm bragging about it because I'm bragging on my God. Yeah. I had to change to get new results in this year, Nina. What is it, ladies and gentlemen, that you need to change within yourself to get the results that you want? Because if nothing changes, nothing changes.
Yeah, Daniel, he did that to me too, man. Like, I'm going on like almost 18 months of not drinking at all. It's so, I mean, he was like, one day I was just, and I don't really drink that much, but we were social drinkers, you know, going out, and I ordered a drink and God's like, nope. And I'm like, oh, I returned it. And my husband's like, what's wrong? I'm like, God just told me no more drinking. So he's like, are you serious? I love my sangria. You know, I was like, you can have sangria, but I can't have it. And it's been 18 months and I feel phenomenal for being obedient. So I absolutely get what you're saying. And God's not playing games. I think 2025 is he's showing up and showing out, and he's telling his kids like, enough already. It's time to let's get moving forward. Put me in your life. Put me on the wheel. Let me drive the car. And I love what you're doing. I love what you're about. May God bless you exponentially and abundantly. So thank you for being here on Straight Talk. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you for having me in that Straight Talk. Thank you for being here with us today. And it's an honor to be here with all of y'all.
Thank you. I love you guys so much. You know, this is an amazing human, right? I'm going to link all of his information below. Even the number he told you to text, all of that will be here in the show notes. I want you to make sure you like, share, subscribe, and make sure that you really do share this episode with somebody who needs to be inspired to know that just because you are where you are, if you're not happy, doesn't mean that's where you have to stay. And just listening to Daniel's story and how he's overcome and how God is using him, that should inspire you to get off your tail and do what it is you have to do. Put God first in that CEO seat, y'all, and you're going to see everything happen for your good. Thank you guys for being here. Nina Perez, Straight Talk, no sugar added. Until next time.